Well, everybody thanks Joan and Jimmy and Don, but really, where would we be without them? Think about it. It's true. It's true. I don't even want to count how many years of Hemingway's. Oh, boy. I'm going to begin, and I'm glad Tim sort of set up a kind of humorous atmosphere for me. Because, you know, we as poets have to deal with so many serious things, and our times, while they're interesting, are so trying, and there's so much misery and hatred everywhere. I decided tonight we're going to be light and happy and read some entertaining things. And we certainly have just heard some. On that note, I thought I'd begin by sharing something with you from this brand new book. I'm in this book, but I'm not going to read my poem because it's serious. However, this is called Ice Cream Poems, Reflections of Life with Ice Cream, Reflections on Life with Ice Cream. And it's a fabulous book. And I'm going to start off by reading someone else's poem, which I thought was so charming and just leads is a good segue into mine. This is called Age 10 by John Davis. She shouldn't, but she does, allowed the dog to lick the ice cream cone. Dog lick, her lick. Dog lick, her lick. Vanilla noses, summer love. Isn't that sweet? Which is, as I said, a good segue into my first poem. And these are all going to be light-hearted tonight. Let me see the time. Okay, 9:05. This is called July Dreaming, Age 10. I wanted to be a ballerina, float in grace and pink tulle, an alabaster princess on tiptoe, slender arms bent toward heaven, or somewhere vaguely like Rome. My parents paid dearly for ballet lessons with Miss Genevieve. I practiced every day for weeks on the porch, holding on to the wooden banister despite the terrible heat. Eventually, letting go, trying a breathless leap, I fell. Uncle Dave, amused, looked up from his true crime to tell me my tutti was too fat. True story. You all know what villanelles are. Villanelles are six stanza poems. The first five have three lines with a rhyme scheme. The first and third lines repeat through the poem. This is what I call an amusing villanelle. It's called Auntie Bella's Villanella. I must keep track of my purse. Many years ago, this wasn't so, but things could be much worse. Old age is a bit of a curse. There are days of grumpy woe. I must keep track of my purse. So here's some truthful verse. Time, we know, does not go slow, but things could be much worse. There are fewer years to rehearse and fewer dollars to show. I must keep track of my purse. So far, I don't need a nurse and go where I wish to go. Yes, things could be much worse. In sweet life, I am still immersed, holding on to the status quo. But I must keep track of my purse or things will be much worse. Thank you. I've read this before, but it's a good one. Urbanity. How to tolerate crowds of human strangers, all those bodies that sweat and push and displace space and air and seats on buses or clog the roadways. I don't mean robbers, rapists, or molesters, or anything like that. I mean the strangers who load up on wine in restaurants and scream their shrill heads off when you're trying to eat. The ones who smell lousy that you have to wait behind in long lines at the store. The ones who run the red lights that cut you off in traffic. And what about all the pretending that goes on? One honest curmudgeon said hell is other people, but few will admit that is the truth, nor will most admit a reasonable preference for dogs. Okay, this is called Hawaiian Night. The singles won't mingle quite yet. The used to be boys cluster in corners, the tall and the short, clutching pina coladas, laugh out loud over nothing as the ladies chatter and flutter, lit up by torches, hens among palms. This here's the Days Inn party room, exhorts the bald DJ, so get up and dance. Not one of them wishes to be here, but all of them must. So much has ended, yet something remains. Hearts scabbed over, our hearts just the same. This is called Everyone. This was a Post-Gazette poem. I tell everyone to try to take note of things that are improvements, like soft foaming soap from a bottle, vastly sturdier tires, air in the shrunken city, so much cleaner that men don't wash cars on Saturdays anymore. Everyone is wearing black and talking on small personal phones. Many are fat and no one smokes, but everyone knows the way to stay alive is movement. Dance, spin, run, yoga, make room for those bikes. But watch out, everyone runs the red lights. Okay, this is a poem that personifies poetry forms. It's called A Good Cry and Spirits Are Served. The characters of the poem are poetry forms. Irony hides behind the dancing skirts of humor, her pink-cheeked, ample mother. Clever daughter, she waits until mother stops for breath, then sneaks around to chase Limerick, her naughty cousin. Limerick, that ribald fool, chuckles even as she passes him up, overtakes him to arrive first at the door of satire's elegant soiree. Irony slips easily past Rap, the agile bouncer, and whoa, all the swell elements are there amid the witty furnishings. Conceit, supine on a long white couch, sipping absinthe, dripping diamonds, hard to detect in pale gray silk or ambiguity, swaying in the corner with ambivalence, neither of them sure where to sit. At the moonlit window, haiku rests upon tiny brush-painted pillows. Villanelle takes turns with Rondo, boldly running up, then tumbling down the stairs. Free verse sprawls all over the floor, discarding peanut shells and fruit peels where he will, to the annoyance of Ode, Sonnet, and Sestina, who stiffen with disapproval. They and all assembled are awaiting the synchronized arrival of the evening's entertainers, Madrigal and Lyric. The beautiful pair, so terribly old, but so eternally passionate. At last, these two sweep into the room. A hush descends. As Lyric takes up his instrument, Madrigal clears her throat. The evening has deepened, blue to purple. The audience settles in. Lyric plucks the lyre. Sweet, sad melodies pour forth. Madrigal lifts her silvery voice and sings, most achingly, of death's immutable claim on all lovers. moans and sighs punctuate the silence that follows. Most subtly, irony turns her head, lest the other see that even she has shed a tear. Okay. This is called Singles File. Fat Cheryl once predicted I would soon meet someone rich or named Rich. I'm sure of it, she said. She often stressed the possibilities of other men with short names. I see a Lou or Ed or Hal. Might this apply to Ray? I wondered as water poured on our heads, two persons of opposite gender sharing steam plus a bar of French milled soap. 3 weeks later, when Ray called back, claiming he left his Nike socks, I decided just to laugh and play it out. Cheryl suffered from asthma and only did simple manicures, no gels or wraps, no pedicures. I did love her and her predictions. Okay, this is one that's in kind of in two voices. This is called Dear Mr. Blue. Dear Mr. Blue, you were one who spruced up in ways that led you to look smooth and slick and smell woodsy, pithy, very, very. Oh, good, you hummed and always smiled, and quoted studies that found everyone, yes, everyone wanted to be considered what? Smart, fair-minded, good-humored, kind, sparkly, uh-uh to all of those you winked, uh-huh to sexy. Sexy, everyone. Imagine, Dick Cheney, Salman Rushdie, Warren Buffett, Agnes Moorehead, for God's sake, Santa Claus? Now you've gone as far away as China, past so many other ports of call and loss and lies, and everything else has changed, of course. So I wonder, at a whiff of pine or sandalwood, Mr. Blue, is it still all about that? Okay, thank you. Okay, here's the last poem. And it's a new one. It's in three parts. It's called How It Is. One, I encounter Mr. Collier, a gentleman I've met before who remembers me. Judy, right? Rich Bloom? Reisenstein? No, wait, don't tell me. Rosenberg, that's it. Judy Rosenberg, right? Two, after young years in makeup and admittedly glam clothes, many come-ons from many different directions, cultures, even countries, but so little difference when one unpacks it. The white, the black, no Asians though. Plenty of Jews in tweeds, goys in khaki, Romans in Italy, Israelis in Haifa, working men in trucks, two teachers, my dentist, frat boys galore, a milkman when I was a kid, and my mother's old uncle. Those two were nasties. Diminutive Chip and Dale, the fanny pinchers at Disney World, all the best sellers on book tours, ancient Leon Uris, big sad William Styron, to name two, sly Gerald Stern, another. One local favorite, Ray in his eponymous tow truck, circling the block time after time, shouting, lunch, just a meal together, I promise. Three, the constant is change. This is America, 2017. I am older than I was. So, Mr. Collier, that is how it is. The name is Robinson. One can only smile. Thank you.